the state's first governor, on this moment of Indiana history. Jonathan Jennings came to the Indiana Territory from Pennsylvania in 1807 at the age of 23. Arriving in Vincennes, Jennings was admitted to the practice of law and immersed himself in both local and territorial politics. After resettling in Clark County, Jennings ran for Congress on the anti-slavery ticket against Thomas Randolph, who represented an unofficial pro-slavery faction led by territorial governor William Henry Harrison. Jennings defeated Randolph to be seated in Congress as a delegate from the Indiana Territory in November 1809 and was re-elected in 1811, 1812, and 1814. In December 1815, when Indiana's population hit 63,000, thereby surpassing the requirement for statehood, Jennings petitioned Congress to allow Indiana officially to join the Union. Statehood was granted in 1816. Jennings was elected a delegate to the Constitutional Convention, over which he was chosen to preside. Running for governor against the territorial incumbent Thomas Posey, the politically savvy Jennings was voted to the state's first governorship by a wide majority. Still in his early 30s, the governor was active in establishing the judicial branch of the legislature, an educational system that ranged from common schools to a state university, restrictions on the capture of free blacks, and a state library, among other initiatives. Re-elected to a second term, Jennings resigned to run for Congress, where he helped ensure that the National Road came through Indiana and Illinois. Losing the 1830 congressional election, he retired to his farm near Charlestown, dying there in 1834. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.